This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll hear from Eli Manning about the whole Deflategate with the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. But in case you missed it, Tom Brady suspended without pay for the first four games of the 2015 NFL season over Deflategate, the use of deflated footballs in the AFC Championship game. The Patriots have been fined $1 million and will lose their first-round pick in 2016 and a fourth-round pick in 2017. The two equipment staffers, Jim McNally and John Jastrzemski, who allegedly carried out the plan, were suspended indefinitely. Insiders predict in the end it'll not be a four-game suspension. It might get cut down to fewer games, or it might get eliminated altogether. In addition, the Patriots were fined $1 million. The Patriots defeated the Colts in the AFC Championship game 45-7 and went on to win the Super Bowl. We caught up with Eli Manning shortly after the news broke, and he had his own thoughts about Deflategate and his friend Tom Brady.
You know, I guess I kind of know what you know, and I've seen some of the reports and seen, what's been written in the paper, and obviously it didn't look good, and figured something like this may happen, but... Tom's been a friend of mine. I don't like to see anybody get suspended. I don't like to see anybody get in trouble. I don't like to see anything happen to the NFL or to a player or to another quarterback. So I guess, I'm in no way glad to see this happen.
Are you at all bothered by what he's accused of doing? I mean, it is kind of an integrity of the game issue.
No, I don't know what... You know, obviously, if he's accused, and obviously, the football, I think it is about integrity, and you have to follow the rules. And so, if someone's breaking rules, I understand. You're gonna get punished for it.
He got four games. They got lost the first round pick next year. They lost the fourth round pick, and they lost $1 million. So it's pretty big.
I mean, anytime you lose them. Your starting quarterback for four games and draft picks, that's a pretty big statement. And obviously the NFL is serious about not messing with the integrity of the game, no matter how big or little the issue is.
Do you think it at all taints his legacy or their titles?
I don't know. I haven't thought much about it. But I think Tom's still one of the best in the business, and coming off a great year and championships, and has won a lot. So I don't think he's worried about legacy right now. I'm sure he'll be ready to get back playing good football. I never knew much about air pressure as I do now in these last few months since hearing some of these, since this whole story broke out. So I haven't known what our pressure was in a ball or what the rules were, but I have studied it a little bit over the few months and have felt different air pressures and see what it feels like. And so it is a way of getting an advantage and breaking the rules. So that's, I guess, the short story to it all.
Did you fool around with the ball that was a little bit less pressure, just see what it felt like?
Yeah, this offseason had a couple of different pressures just to see what it felt like, see how much difference it was. And there is a difference. There is a noticeable difference. Well, there's a difference. Whether it's an advantage or not, I guess that's all dependent on what a quarterback likes or what it's like in cold weather or when it's wet. There's other factors maybe into it. So I'm not sure.
What do you think of your first round draft pick?
Anytime you get a big 330-pound offensive lineman, a quarterback's usually pretty happy about that. So I got to meet some of them today. I didn't get to meet all the draft picks, but I got to meet a couple of them and say hi and get on the field and work with them. So looking forward to that.
Eli made his comments at an event for Guiding Eyes for the Blind, which is a dog training program in Westchester, New York.
Well, we all need training, and training helps. So we're in the middle of our training right now. I know a lot of these puppies are about to begin their training to go. I think the puppies are probably a little bit more important. They help more people get around and fulfill their life. Football, it's a sport, I guess, and it's a game. But these guys are saving lives and helping people live a fulfilled life.
With Eli Manning, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Which would you choose, $50 now or $100 a year from now?
Most people choose $50 now.
They're giving up a 100% return by not waiting.
A new study cited by Melanie Bauer from Scientific American shows a simple technique to make better financial decisions.
Imagine yourself enjoying the bigger reward now.
Then your brain thinks you're not waiting. But the future isn't clear, so it's important to picture it in detail.
Let's say you're saving for a down payment on a house.
See yourself living there, entertaining your friends, and enjoying your new entertainment center.
Fully experience it in your mind, and you'll be motivated to save so you can live it for real. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic in one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. My man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. This Wednesday marks the start of a long run from the West Coast to Washington to support military veteran brothers and sisters who didn't make it home. 2015's Run for the Wall. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, May 13th through the 22nd, the date for the 2015 cross-country motorcycle ride to Washington, D.C., as veterans and their families call for a complete accounting of POWs and MIAs. On the Run for the Wall, bikers will cross America on one of three routes, Central, Midway, and Southern, to converge at D.C. on Memorial Day. Bikers can make the entire run or meet up along the way. Information at short for Run for the Wall, letters rftw.org. American Biker Minute. Passport to the open road on two wheels.